we again have a split between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, we're reading Parashas Naso, and in Eretz Yisrael, we're reading Parashas Baloscha. And the truth is that Naso and Baloscha go, is a continuation. One goes straight into the other, as the first Rashi in Parashas Baloscha tells us that in Naso, the Nisiyim, the 12 Nisiyim, each day of Nisan, each brought their own special karban as part of the dedication of the Mishkan and the dedication of the Mizbeach, and Shevet Levi's left out. And Aaron is disappointed. So Aaron complains to Hashem, Shevet Levi's left out. Why don't I get to bring a karban? Why doesn't my Shevet get to bring a karban? Like, well, the other Shvatim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron a Kohen, don't worry. What you have is greater than what they have. You're going to have the schus of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And you see that what Aaron a Kohen wanted was more Torah, more mitzvahs, more connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you find the same thing as we continue through Parshas Baloscha. The Jews were tame; they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, and they come and they complain, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? We also want that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also want the schus of bringing the Korban Pesach. Wait a second, you're tame mace. You're carrying the bones of Nadav Avihu, you're carrying the bones of Yosef, you're carrying the bones of a mace mitzvah, you're doing a tremendous mitzvah, but they say, it's not enough, we want more, we want more mitzvah, more connection. We also want the schus of bringing Korban Pesach, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, okay, through you, we will have a new parasha in the Torah called Pesach Sheni, if you're Tomei for Pesach Rishon, a month later you can make up the Korban Pesach, and you can also have that connection. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to desire more connection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria the desire for more. The question is how we channel it. And here we see from Aaron HaKohen and from the Tmeim, we have to channel it towards more connection, more Torah, more mitzvahs. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put our desire for more. When we continue through the parsha, through Parshas Baloscha, we see there are those that wanted more, but they wanted more food, more meat, more gashmias, more materialism. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with. We have to channel our desire for more towards spiritual pursuit, not materialistic pursuits. And perhaps that's the shot of a year in the backwards nuns. We have backwards nuns. We have a Yehi ben Tzoa Ha'aron and Parshas Baloscha. And Rashi tells us why do we have two backwards nuns? To separate between the Puranios, Bein Puranios, the Puranios. The bad news from the bad news. And the Sifsei Chachamim explains what's the bad news. So the bad news afterwards is that they were complaining and then they were desiring more and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset and they were punished. But what was the bad news that came before Vayhi ben Tzoa Aron? And they point out the Pasuk says, Vayis'u Mehar Hashem, they left the mountain of Hashem, but the word Mehar, from the mountain, can also be read Maher, they left quickly from Har Sinai. Ketino kaboreach mi beit ha-sefer, like a child running out of school. And perhaps this is how it goes. If a person is running out of school, has had enough, I'm from enough, Rabbi, I've had enough, I do enough, I'm religious enough, leave me alone. So then that desire for more that's built into the Bria, instead of using it for ruchnius, I've had enough, I'm good at where I'm at, Rabbi. So then it turns into materialism, it turns into v'ha'asav sufa shepir bikir bo hisavu ta'ava, then it gets channeled in the wrong direction, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid, is not happy with us. We have a choice, how we channel that innate desire for more. Do we channel it towards spiritual pursuits, or do we channel it the other way? Rav Nemezal points out, the Pasuk says, Harchev picha va'amaleu, open up your mouth and I'm going to fill it up. The desire for more, that's supposed to be channeled towards Avodas Hashem. More Torah, more mitzvahs, more chesed, more tefillah, more connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have a concept of being mistapik b'mot. I'm happy with what I have. The desire for more is supposed to be channeled for spirituality. I'm happy with what I have. Mistapik b'mu'at is supposed to be channeled towards materialism. Some people flip it upside down. I'm happy where I'm at with my spirituality, but I want more materialism. And we have to channel our desire for more towards ruchnius, towards spirituality, and be happy with what we have when it comes to materialism and gashmius. That's what we see from the parshas Baaloscha. Perhaps that's a separation between the nuns. If one is running away from Har Hashem, Maher, so then the next step maybe is the desire for more in other areas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be so happy. Maybe we have the schus to channel all our energies in the right direction to always grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.